we have Sammy Long on right now. Excellent. So, Sammy Long, congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having
Sammy,
me on.
Sammy, you did really well today. You got your first win. The other two outings, you kind of came in relief. Starting the game today, you must have had a little anxiety, a little nerves going. How'd you feel?
I felt good. I think I had a little more nerves before my debut, but I get butterflies before every outing, and them giving me the start definitely gave me a little confidence boost. And so going into today, I was feeling good and excited to be out there.
Well, you had a nice three-pitch mixture. You had a nice fastball going. You elevated at times. The curveball, of course, is just the biter, a 12-6 curveball. But you started mixing up some changeups the second and third time around. I thought that was really a nice wipeout pitch. How'd you feel with all three pitches working?
That was good. I definitely need that changeup to get over the plate and keep guys off balance. And the curveball felt just easy coming out of my hand today. And was one of those days where I could flip it over for strikes, and they're not too interested in swinging at that every time. So when I have both of those pitches working along with the fastball, it's usually going to be a fun day.
Well, Reese Hoskins, your ex-teammate up at Sac State, I was looking at that. You were a freshman when he was a junior, but you limit him to damage, and I still think the walk in the third inning, you got squeezed on a few of those pitches. How'd you feel going up against your ex-teammate?
That was awesome. We made eye contact before the first at-bat and kind of had a moment there where kind of said in our head, I'm sure, let's go time. And it's always fun battling against a guy and I've had a relationship for a few years, and that was the first time in my big league career that's happened. So that was a lot of fun. And he had a pretty good series and was hitting the ball well, so it was good to limit the damage today.
Sammy Long joining us on Extra Innings, 5 ground balls. Guess what? You had them all hit to Crawford, the Gold Glover. That was pretty good. You planned that one?
that was fun. He made an awesome play, too. The barehander running in, that was incredible. That was fun to watch.
Well, a couple things you did.
5 ground balls straight to him, huh?
Yeah, that's what it is. 5 ground balls all to Craw. You had 7 fly balls. Of course, you struck out 6. At one time of the game, after you gave up the home run, you retired 8 in a row, and then you ended up getting 10 out of 11. Did you feel a little flow, a little routine, a little start feeling the ball a little bit better after that?
I feel like I found a nice rhythm there after the third inning, and was just focused on that next pitch. And Kurt and I had a good game plan going in, and we were able to execute it for the most part. And he came up to me before the game and said, hey, I got a good plan for these guys, and as long as you execute, then it's going to be a fun game. So
got a day off tomorrow, Sammy. You got a day off tomorrow. Are you coming in to work on your bunting?
Oh man, that's going to need some work. you take a negative from today. That's probably top of the list right there.
Well, I think they'll let you. I'll let you do that. The way you threw the ball, you kept composure. That was the key to me. And how many fans did you have in the stands today from Sacramento?
I left about 15 tickets today, and I'm not sure how many more were there. I haven't checked my phone yet, so we'll see. But it's been awesome. They've been representing really well, and it's been a lot of fun being able to pitch in front of them. So
when you look at this lineup today, Sammy, it was a pretty good lineup, a good offensive lineup from the Phillies, especially yesterday, how they crushed the ball. What was the game plan you and Kurt Caselli did before you started?
The main thing, the three main pointers before the game we talked about were throw the curveball for strikes, be able to elevate the fastball, and get the changeup over the plate and keep him off balance with it. So those were the, you know, those were our main focuses, and it worked out today.
Well, you got to hit first pitch strikes, 17 first pitch strikes out of 23 hitters. You really kept the pitch count down. You had 18 the first inning, 11 the second, 20 the third, 11 in the fourth, 9 in the fifth, 15 in the sixth. To me, you compensated so well in getting ahead of hitters and then using your curveball out of the zone. When you look at this game, is there anything that you did negative on the mound besides give up the home run?
That's a good question.
I'll answer that. You didn't. I thought you pitched really well. I did. I really did.
Thank you.
And you got ahead of hitters really well, like we said. How'd you like the curveball? You off-speeded it a few times. You had a good 12-6 mark on it. Did you have a good grip on that pitch from the first inning on?
Yeah. Yep. That's been my bread and butter for as long as I've been on the mound. I think I started throwing it at a pretty young age, not too much until I got into my teens, but, you know, it's something that's always come out of my hand pretty naturally. And that 12-6 is, I don't know, that's what has felt comfortable to me throughout my whole career. So I lean on that pitch in big moments. And like today, if I can get it over for a strike, then I know I'm going to be effective.
84 pitches, the longest you've gone so far this year, going six innings. Were you still good? Were you gassed? Could you have gone another inning if you had to?
Yeah, I felt good. I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to think about coming out of the game until they make me. So 84 today was the most I went all year. And my focus every time out is to be as efficient as I can. So that means strike one, strike two as quick as I can and put them away as quick as I can. So that's been my main focus every time I go out there throughout every outing this year, double A, triple A, my first few in the big leagues, is to try to get them out as quick as I can.
Well, your next start should come next weekend against the Oakland A's. You got a good 5 days, 6 days rest. You get an extra day, which will help you. And then going up against the Oakland A's, I'm sure you haven't even looked at them yet. But let's go back. A win is a win. You got your first major league win. Congratulations. It was great. And did you get anything done in the clubhouse yet? Did they shower you yet?
Yep. I had a pretty fun shower there. That was carted me in one of the laundry hampers. And,
that's awesome.
And it went crazy. So,
hey, you know what? You'll take those all awesome. The time, right? You're excited
absolutely.
With them. And I tell you what, that's great about teammates. They knew it was your first win. Congratulations again, Mr. Sac State. And go enjoy the rest of the day. I know your parents were in the stands. Have a great night tonight. Can't look forward. I am looking forward to your next start against the A's.
Awesome. I appreciate you having me.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.